Suki and John's Patreon buffet.
But what movie? What movie?
Well, what movie has an animal in it?
Oh, okay.
Well, do you remember any movies that have any animals?
Yeah, like a Benji.
Benji, the dog.
Yeah.
Now, well, Benji and Lassie, right? What's the difference?
Well, Benji is like this curly hair, small,
shaggy kind of dog. Yeah. Oh, then there's the shaggy dog too.
Right, shaggy.
So Benji was like what? Could he talk? I don't remember Benji.
No. Just I don't remember the story. I know the Lassie is the collie then thing.
And that understood, but right. It didn't speak. It just was like, hey girl, can you go get Jeffrey at the right. Police station? It'd be like
yeah, nice family dog. Yeah. But
and then Benji, but Benji was able to drive cars and stuff, or no, that was the shaggy dog.
Right.
Okay, so the shaggy dog.
And then do you remember the, I don't know if it's an American movie, but it's a TV show called London.
No, what's that?
It's a dog traveling town to town. Then every episode is, you know, this stray dog goes in one town, and then something happened. That's one episode. The next episode, he goes another town, and then something happened another episode.
And he solves a crime?
Yeah, crime or incident or...
London?
It's called London.
Wow. Well, okay, so this episode is about animals, but of course, since Yuki and I are both movie and TV nuts, we started off directly speaking about animals in movies and TV. Now, London, where do you think you could catch that? Is that like on Pluto TV or something?
I don't know. That I thought that was American, but if you don't know, that could be a...
I personally don't know, but that doesn't
UK,
mean...
UK TV.
A UK TV show. Yeah, no, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, if I don't know it, I'm not going to pretend.
But you know,
because
like a Rin Tin Tin, right?
Rin Tin Tin, I know.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, I know.
But you're the person, like, if you don't know London, then must be UK then. UK
maybe.
TV
I mean,
show.
Look, I don't know who the hell Randy Jackson is. I just know that he was a part of American Idol, but I can't name a song. Or is that, am I wrong about it? Is it Randy Jackson?
No, Randy Jackson is a...
But he's not an animal.
No, he's a judge.
He's a judge.
I think he's a music producer.
Right. But okay, what I'm trying to say is I don't know all American ephemera and esoterica, but that doesn't mean anything. So London might... But wait, if it's called London, that means it probably was a UK show.
That makes sense.
There you go. What about monkeys in movies or chimps? Do you like those movies?
Well, I mean, I'm not crazy, but some show, like Outbreak, the monkey was a key element.
Key element. The monkey would be the MacGuffin, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to find the monkey so that they can figure out the origin of the disease and
virus.
Cure.
Yeah,
the virus. You know what monkey movie I really like? Those two Clint Eastwood movies.
Oh, the orangutan thing.
Yeah, yeah. Any which way you can and any which way but loose.
Yeah.
Every which way but loose. Those were fun because the monkey's not the central element in the first one. The monkey is kind of like just like a side character that he sees every once in a while.
Yeah, but those two I wasn't crazy about.
No? What about Dunstan Checks In?
What?
There was a fucking movie about it was an orangutan, a monkey, or a chimp. Because I just found out that chimps and monkeys aren't the same. A monkey is not a chimp, and a chimp is not a monkey. Did you know that?
I think monkey is just like a pasta, whole thing. Then chimpanzee, orangutan, gorilla is a kind of monkey.
So we got primates, right? We're primates. You and I are primates. And then it splits off. Like humans are its own thing. Chimpanzees are its own thing. And then monkeys are like a general thing, but chimps are not monkeys.
No. Chimps are part of the monkey.
No, it's not. No? They're not monkeys.
Chimpanzees
No, it's not. I had to Wikipedia for some reason.
So the chimpanzee is a kind of monkey.
Here, I'll...
Just like a pasta. Spaghetti, linguine, you know. Chimpanzee, gorilla, a part of the monkey.
A chimpanzee is not a monkey, according to the internet. Isn't that blowing your mind? I always thought a chimp was a monkey.
Yeah, chimpanzee is a part of the monkey.
No, it's the cousin of the monkey. Or the retarded uncle of the monkey.
So the monkey, what's called whole thing then?
primates, I think, are like the... Here, let's see. Hierarchy. Hierarchy of primates. Oh, well, while God. I'm looking this up, but by the way, Dunstan Checks In is this kids movie about a monkey or a chimp or an orangutan, whatever the fuck it is, that goes and is in like a hotel, and it's like the bellhop, and I think Jason Alexander's in it, and it's a whole thing. Oh. You never saw this one?
No.
It was, I guess he was doing it during Seinfeld. Jason Alexander needed the money. Or was that the one he was in? I don't know. Who cares? All right, let's see. So we got the classification of primates over here.
Oh, okay. So ape is the whole thing.
Ape might be the top, right?
Yeah, like ape is like a pasta. Then monkey, chimpanzee, or kind of ape.
All right, I have the family tree here, right? Yeah. So we have the primate family tree. And then it branches off. Oh, Sasquatch. No. These people are so fucked up. Okay. Primate cladogram. So we have four kinds of primate. A ring-tailed lemur, a spider monkey. No. A chimpanzee and a human. This is... I can't find it. I'm sorry. But I know that a monkey... It's probably an ape.
Yeah, monkey is ape. Chimpanzee is ape. Then, you know, monkey isn't a chimp. Yeah.
Yeah, then they're different. What's your favorite monkey movie? What's your favorite monkey movie?
Like, of course, you know, Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. What about Bedtime for Bonzo? Remember that with Ronald Reagan?
Oh, no, I never see it.
Oh, it's a romp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Liz Shack, our producer, introduced me to it, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It's one of the most underrated movies of all time. It's one of the greatest performances by an animal actor ever.
Better than Ed?
Yes, better than Mr. Ed. Because Mr. Ed, you know, they had to stick the carrot up his butt to make him talk. This monkey was just, he didn't need a carrot. He was talking, he was going nuts. It was amazing. Wow. You know that rumor that they had to stick the carrot up Mr. Ed's butt to make his mouth move?
Is that true?
I don't think it's true, but I think that's...
That's like animal abuse.
I know. Well, isn't it all animal abuse? You know, I don't want to say anything, but like Pete is there for a reason. I think some of what Pete does is actually probably pretty spot on, because before that sort of shit was going on, imagine what they were doing to animals on the sets.
You know, that was once I brought the monkey kabuki to Lincoln Center.
A what?
Monkey kabuki.
Monkey kabuki?
Yeah, monkey. The monkey does kabuki.
Like in a real monkey?
Yeah, it's a real monkey. I had a four monkey, real monkey, and then played the four characters. Then rest of the human being, this like a play, kabuki play.
You art director or production
design? No, I was a stage manager. Stage manager. So
you had to manage a monkey?
Yeah. Well, but I don't have to manage the monkey. I have to... The wrangler. You know.
Were a monkey managing wrangler. Monkey wrangler.
So monkey wrangler does the job. I don't have to.
So you manage the monkey wrangler. You're a monkey managing wrangler.
Well, actually, I was managing the whole show.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, when you called the show, you know, I talked to the wrangler, not the monkey.
How many episodes? How many performances did you have to do with this monkey?
We're in Lincoln Center the whole week. So I had opened the show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Sunday. I did the six shows at the Lincoln
Center. So six shows with a monkey. How unpredictable was that monkey? Or was it a good actor? Did it do
the... They did the fine. They did the, you know, they played the character, you know, with the sword. And then, you know, they did the kabuki.
The monkey did a sword fight?
Yeah. And then, the reason I brought this up is...
You should have brought this up way earlier. This is like the first conversation we ever had should have been about your monkey days.
And those, you know, animal protective, those, I don't know.
PETA, whatever, something, yeah.
They're picketing, you know. This is animal abuse in front of the Lincoln Center.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
They were protesting monkey madness.
Because
what was the show called?
Yoshitsune. Yoshitsune.
What does that mean in America?
Mean the name of the samurai. Yoshitsune.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was a samurai monkey?
Yeah, that's why he does, you know, with the sword fight.
Why can I not see this show right now? Does it still do this? Is it still alive?
Well, I mean, that monkey is, you know, that was, I think, 20 years ago. So monkey probably won't live.
So the monkey did kabuki theater. Right. How did they figure out that the monkey could do kabuki
theater?
They
trained the monkey so that they make money. And then they contacted me like, hey, Yuki, you know, we have this. They made so much money that year. And then that year, I think the father, the president from Texas, before
George Bush?
Bush's father went to Japan and then he threw up.
Yeah, he had bad shrimp or something.
Right?
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
So this monkey imitated Bush throwing up. So that monkey became so popular. He was like, oh my God, that monkey was making millions of dollars in that year. Because of the, you know, Bush imitation.
Holy shit.
So, you know, that monkey was talented monkey. So,
what was the monkey's name? Do you remember?
The Langra's name is Taro. Monkey's name is Jiro. So Taro and Jiro, they made millions of dollars.
Wow.
And then, you know, that was a part of it. So, because he had more than one act. And then this Taro guy, he said, well, you know, this guy imitates the Bush and then became big. The monkey did the TV commercial, TV show. Then, oh, what if he does kabuki? So he put the, you know, kabuki, he put this monkey in the kabuki play called Yoshitsune, and then with three other monkeys. So four monkeys was in this kabuki play. And that show became big hit in Japan.
Wow.
So that four monkey, actually, those four wranglers, they made millions of dollars in that year. And then they contacted me like, oh, Yuki, we need to spend $1 million. If we don't spend these millions of dollars, we have to pay tax.
Everybody always comes to you when they need to unload a couple of million.
So we don't know, instead of paying, you know, giving the government, maybe we should bring this show to Lincoln Center. Can you, you know, so I coordinated the whole thing. I talked to Lincoln Center. So Lincoln Center, there's two kinds. If, like some kind of art festival, then, you know, they can invite those artists from another country for summer art festival or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But then those, you know, the Lincoln Center has those festival budget, so they can take care of all expense. But this one, we wanted to go Lincoln Center, so deal was so easy. We pay everything. Can I come here, perform in your theater? Done. Because,
wow.
So I never see the any dime, but oh my God, I was spending like crazy. I spent $2 million, literally spending $2 million in 1 week, but I never seen the dime. Everything is like, right? Money is just moving around by one phone call.
Wow.
Like, you know, calling Japan and this
that
company.
That monkey money is...
It's exactly, wow. Monkey money.
Monkey money.
I need $100,000 to do marketing. So I hire marketing. Next day, today I call Japan, right? Next day, $100,000, you know, deposited in this marketing company. So they had a TV spot. Monkey does kabuki at the Lincoln Center. And this monkey...
So kabuki, they paint the face too? Isn't kabuki theater when you paint them? So they painted the monkey's face?
Well, monkey has a monkey face.
Okay, they just left the monkey alone.
Right, but the human actor had the kabuki face.
Oh, wow.
So, and then this monkey, I think they did the, what was that, the night show before, that was the famous night show guy.
Oh, Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Not
with,
Conan, no, before.
Craig Ferguson, David Letterman. Okay.
You know that the Letterman had the stupid the animal
tricks. Animal tricks, yes.
The monkey was
on Letterman? Holy shit.
Because, you know, the marketing, I paid marketing company $100,000, and they made arrangement the next night. There you go. Monkey is in the TV show.
Oh, my God.
So it's amazing. Money can do everything, but yes. I never seen them die.
You should have skimmed a couple of monkey monies off the top, Yuki.
I know, but I don't want to do
that. Yeah, you got to be honest, right? No monkey business no with monkey Yuki business. Nakamura.
But except I took those stuff from Japan. I took them, what's called, strip club called Golden Goldfinger. It's 9th Avenue or 10th Avenue.
Wait, you took the monkey to a strip club?
Well, that was the monkey stayed home.
Oh, there. The monkey, okay.
But, you know, the human Wranglers, stuff.
Yeah.
Wranglers. And so this Goldfinger, the strip club in 9th Avenue or 10th Avenue. And then,
you know, the Yuki.
And then that was the only money I see. I had the $3,000 in cash.
Made it rain?
My table, I had like 30 girls sitting. And then, you know, I gave them tip. This $3,000 in cash,
yeah,
didn't last 5 minutes.
Oh, did you tell him that this one's on the monkey?
The so monkey. That was the only money I saw out of $2 million. But everything was one phone call. Can you pay this company $100,000? Done. I never saw it, but that's how big money goes, I guess.
So if they spent $2 million, how much did they make on the show? They just needed to unload it for tax purposes?
They needed the tax purposes. They didn't care about the making money.
Oh, my God.
Either you pay government $2 million or spend the old $2 million. Only they needed a $2 million receipt.
That's I can only pray that one day I have monkey money. And all I need to do is spend $2 million.
I help them to do that.
Wow.
So this is the second one. Remember when I went to Canada, Lake Okanagan?
Yes,
looking for the Obokobo?
Yes.
That was another $2 million. Then they asked me to spend the $2 million. So I did the spending $2 million in 1 week twice.
Where are your $2 million contacts now? We got to spend $2 million at the buffet or else, you know. Come
that,
on.
That was the Japanese was buying everything like late 1980, early 90s, before economy bubble busted.
That's incredible.
It's gone. The old money is gone, and they can't do that anymore. That was only time. Those are bubble money.
The bubble. Oh, the bubble burst. But the monkey
remember, that's
is forever.
The Japanese company buying every property in the United States.
Yeah. Everything in the 80s, it was all about Sony and all that stuff, right?
Right. So same time I did the show at Radio City.
Once again, you never cease to amaze me with the fucking stories. And when we started, I said we're going to talk about animals. Little did I know you worked with a monkey. Spent $2 million in a week with a monkey.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy monkey town.
But that's the only good time. But you know, easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
If you think about. Gee, you should save money. Like, you know, when the money is crazy, bubble money. My experience is bubble money, it just doesn't stay.
Yeah.
Easy come and easy go.
Yeah.
And then you're young and stupid. You don't think about it.
Right. It'll be here forever.
It's, right.
You know, it'll last forever, but it always ends.
Yeah.
So you should hoard the monkey money.
I know.
Ugh.
I was making like a... Probably I will never make that kind of money ever again.
Oh, yeah, we're not in a monkey market anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what
like
kind of
monkey
we are now. Yeah, it's like a lizard market or
yeah.
something. The other day, actually yesterday, Liz Shack and I watched this movie, this documentary called Project NIM, N-I-M. And it's a documentary by the guys who did Man on Wire. You see that one?
Oh, he walks
across the Twin Towers, the tightrope walker. Great documentary, that one. And this one was great as well. Same director. His name is James Marsh. And this movie was all about this experiment in the 70s where they took this little chimp baby away from its mom and tried to raise it in a human family and teach it how to be more human. How to do sign language and all this stuff. And I won't spoil the whole thing because it gets kind of sad later on and then it gets a little happier. But the monkey goes through all these different situations with different humans. And it did learn sign language, but it still retained its chimp behavior.
Is this before Congo and Michael Crichton? See, it's
well,
kind of
the
similar.
Experiment was before Congo, the actual experiment. But this movie came out in 2011. the documentary about it, Project NIMH.
So that's after Congo, then?
The movie.
Movie.
But the actual experiment was in the 70s.
Oh, so before Congo.
Before Congo, yes. Yeah, so Michael Crichton might have taken bits and pieces. Also, there was a movie called Project X with Matthew Broderick
yeah.
in the 80s right. where they like try to teach the monkeys.
Oh, so it's based on this experiment?
Definitely elements of that is because the same sign language and they do this, all the stuff and then they teach them how to like try to ride fighter pilots.
Did they ever put monkey back to the mother?
Not the monkey mother or the chimp mother. Not the chimp mother. No.
So they took a baby from the mother?
It's so sad.
That's sad.
And then they raised it with like a mother, a human mother, who nurtured it, taught it language. The mother had, I think, 10 kids or some crazy shit. So there was 10 human kids running around. The monkey had a great childhood. And then the guy who was running the experiment brought the chimp to like a university and started to get better results with this other woman, so they took it away from the human mother. And then him and this other woman moved into a mansion with like beautiful like surrounding trees and woods, and then they started to raise the monkey as their own, and the monkey was getting great results. But then this other woman came in, another teacher, and it started to like bite her and shit, and it showed its like animal side. And it started to get worse and worse to the point where then they had to give it away to this like really shitty complex in Oklahoma where there was a bunch. It was like a chimp sanctuary, but it was like a prison for chimps. And the poor thing, after being separated from its humans, like kind of went nuts.
That's cruel.
It's so cruel. But then there was this like hippie dude who came to the. He was like a Grateful Dead fan, smoking weed, whatever, hippie guy. Who came to the chimp sanctuary and started to hang out with the monk, with the chimp, and sort of brought it out of its shell again because it had a human friend and it sort of understood it understood the hierarchy of humans better than it did the chimps. And then that what became a happier story is that he sort of helped it. Other things happened. I won't spoil the whole thing. There was like a trial and all this shit. But in the end, the chimp ended up having a happy life at the end. But it was really fucked up. It's a fucked up story.
Yeah, that's still, you know, happy ending, but it's not really happy ending because the chimp never saw man.
That's what I didn't understand. Is like, why didn't they bring it back to its original mother?
Yeah.
Because actually, there's one amazing part. The human mother, after like 10 years or 12 years of not seeing the chimp, goes to see it at the chimp prison, and it she thinks like, oh, it's trying to lure me into the cage. I want to go hug it. And she goes into the cage and it beats the shit out of her.
Wow.
It like almost killed her because they said they realized that it felt betrayed by being abandoned by the humans. How fucked up is that shit?
Wow.
Yeah. So Project NIMH, anybody out there who's looking for a great documentary, really good.
Really.
What about other animals in movies? Do you remember any other animals besides dogs or chimps and monkeys?
Well, then the flipper.
Flipper! Dolphins.
Dolphin, yeah.
Yeah, well, can you do an impersonation of Flipper?
No.
You can't do it?
No.
Okay. I gotta get it.
That means, hey, how you doing? I'm Flipper.
Oh.
I used to like that show, Flipper. Oh. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning.
The people said the dolphin a good autism treatment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you hang out with a dolphin
it really? That's what I heard, yeah.
That's incredible. I never heard that. But, you know, so dolphins, I guess they say that they can communicate really well. With human beings. Unfortunately, they don't have hands, so they can't do sign language. Or else they'd be telling us crazy shit.
I don't know how they do, but I mean, I heard the dolphin is, autism treatment, so the autism kids go play with the dolphin. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Yeah, Flipper. What's another dolphin movie? A Dolphin Tale. I never saw that, but they were advertising those like crazy. There's two of them. Dolphin Tale and Dolphin Tale 2. What about Free Willy?
Free Willy, that's an orca, right?
Yeah, orca whale. Yeah. That's another sad situation. There's a documentary called Blackfish.
Blackfish?
Yeah. How fucked up is that shit?
Yeah.
That movie is real. Like, if you really want to be really, like, if you're too happy in your life and you feel like I need a little sadness in my day, go watch Blackfish and it's guaranteed to fuck you up. Because it basically shows how those orca whales in captivity go insane, right? It just drives them truly insane.
And then, you know, I mean, it's a mammal basically, but, you know, in Japan, you know, they kill dolphin, shark, whale.
Yeah.
So
there's a documentary called The Cove about
that.
Cove,
yeah. Yeah,
they kill all the dolphins.
There's the fishing bridge in Japan, and the whole town, the industry is, you know, killing whale and then dolphin.
Oh, it's a shame. I mean, you know, look, I love to eat animals, but I also love to kiss animals, and I really, it's hard for me to reconcile the two ideas in my head.
You know, when, like 30, 40 years ago, you know, after World War II, you know, the beef was expensive, right? And then, you know, in Japan, we lost the war, so, like, even the chicken was expensive. So, that time, cheapest meat was whale. So, I grew up with eating whale. But now, you know, these days, when I go back, you know, now, oh my God, whale meat is too expensive to eat.
Because they're endangered, right?
They're not catching. I'm sure they're catching it, but
On the black market.
But, you know, usually they don't catch. So, used to be, you know, cheapest meat and then this much as you can eat in like $5. Now, you know, you pay $500 and you get only this much.
Oh, my God.
So the last driving producer,
yeah,
Justin, when he was in Japan, he said, do you care what I eat whale meat? So I took him and then.
So what does whale taste like for anybody out there that doesn't know? I've never had whale.
It's very, very tender.
Tender.
Yeah. And then I wouldn't say taste like a chicken, but. It's a
tender like an Elvis song. Love me tender.
A little bit tougher. I mean, tender but a little tough. And then there's a funny taste. Maybe funny is not a good word, but I don't mind.
Off kilter taste?
Like when you eat lamb. Mm-hmm. You can tell the difference from beef, right? I mean, there is a...
I'm not a fan of lamb yet. Liz Shack says that she's going to make me some lamb chops at some point and that'll change my mind. But I'm not a big fan of pork chops a lot. So lamb chops aren't like, they don't float my boat.
Something like that. If you eat it, you can tell.
It's
a little different. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Justin liked it.
Oh, good.
But then horse meat...
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fatty tuna.
Tuna, yeah, that's crazy.
It's so good. I mean, if you don't know, you don't even know you're eating a horse.
Right.
You think you're eating a fatty tuna.
Right.
That kind of...
So, Mr. Ed, is that the greatest horse performance in the history of movies and television? Or what do you think is the greatest horse performance?
I thought that War Horse, that Spielberg...
War Horse.
That horse was good, too.
That horse was pretty good. I also like, you know, Black Stallion. Remember that
movie?
Yes,
Black Stallion.
That's a good movie. That's fucking, yeah. And bears. What about bears in movies? You ever see The Edge with Alec Baldwin and...
Anthony Hopkins?
And Anthony Hopkins.
I saw it, but I don't remember.
That bear... That's one of the greatest animal performance in human history. It was Bart the Bear. He was this big bear that supposedly was like a loving bear, but they made him look like a crazy...
I worked with bear once.
You did?
Yeah, at the Land of the Lost. And then, it's so funny, and then the Wrangler is a French guy. So they do, you know, in the French. I don't speak French, and then you're not supposed to... sit in front of the bear when we're shooting.
You don't, yeah, you can't.
How do I know I don't speak French? So I was sitting and watching just like any other take, right? And that French guy got so mad. You're not supposed to sit there like my bear doesn't perform and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't speak French. I'm not supposed to. No, I'm not supposed to.
You're supposed to speak bear. You're supposed to know, Yuki, the bear necessities or whatever they call it. I would not want to be close to a bear. Well, let's see. Of all the animals, like dogs, they're easy. Bears, horses, and dolphins and monkeys. I think bears would be the ones I would be the most frightened of.
Yeah, and then very sensitive, I think.
Yeah, because like all of a sudden, if you like take your cell phone out and it glitters right in the light the wrong way, they're gonna fucking maul you, right? Yeah. Right? They're gonna kill you.
I didn't trust those animals. Yeah, and then wolf.
Oh, wolves.
Yeah.
Oh boy, they were in the gray with Liam Neeson's.
Oh,
that's very similar to the right. Edge, where the wolf chases him down, is going to eat him and shit. Yeah, that's fucking bizarre. But you work with a wolf too?
Yeah.
Where?
Land of the Lost.
Oh, wow.
You know, Land of the Lost. The story takes place in the jungle. Stone Age.
Yeah.
So, you know, I walked with a snake and then bear and then wolf and then...
How's the wolf? What did they have to do? They just like chicken or beef and they just sit?
The wolf wrangler has this pouch with raw meat.
Raw meat. Yeah, that's what I thought. They train it with the meat and then it sits and it says whatever.
No, dogs are fine, cat, but no snake, no wolf, no bear. It's like a... They're so sensitive, and then we can't do our job, you know, around them because everything is, bear is on set, wolf is on set. You know, they are fast.
Right.
Well, what about our job? They still want me to do job, and I go, Yuki, you don't have 5 minutes. Well, I need 5 minutes, you know, but. So I wasn't comfortable working with these special animals.
Yeah, wild animals are tricky. I mean, now they're going to start to use digital to do all the animals.
Oh, and then I worked with a hawk.
A hawk?
Yeah.
What did it do? Did it those things are crazy too.
They're crazy. But again, you know, those special animal, everything for them, you know, we're like a second season, third season on set, becoming like a... But they still, you know, expect me to do job.
Right.
But they don't give me enough time because those animal, you know, when animal is ready to go, well, you can hurry up. The bear is ready to shoot. Well, I'm not ready to shoot. Don't just tell me hurry up.
The bear is going through salmon withdrawals. You got to get that shit done ASAP.
Yeah.
What about bugs? You ever work with bugs?
Oh, I did the cockroach.
Cockroach.
And I didn't have enough budget, so I couldn't hire cockroach wrangler. So I did the wrangler, and then those animal some...
PETA or something,
cruelty.
Yeah.
The inspector was on the set.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I was like, but no, you can treat the cockroaches that way. Like, well, I'm not a real wrangler. I don't know how because you know, cockroaches moving, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make them stay. So I kind of.
Oh no!
But they got mad. Like, no, you can beat the cockroach. You can kill them, because it's a living thing.
Yeah. So, but how are you really supposed to wrangle them? Not the Yuki way. Like, what? Like, I always, I'm wondering, like, okay, at the end of Creepshow, there's that crazy scene where the fucking, they're coming out of the holes and going all over the human.
The fire extinguisher. So, cockroach flees.
So you basically make a line. And then the cockroaches come and then they stop because they don't want to touch whatever chemical is there.
Chemical.
That's very interesting. And then how do they get them back in the boxes and stuff?
Well, once, you know, the temperature goes back, they start moving.
They start to move again.
So just, you know, temporary freezing and fire extinguisher.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy who did the snake on the plane.
Yeah.
His name was a Brazilian guy. Sylvester, he's the snake specialist, but he had the cockroach. So I said, I'm sorry, Sylvester, because the guy is expensive.
Yeah.
So I didn't have like $500-$600 a day. So I just rented the cockroach, and then he just told me how to handle the cockroach. But the monitor wasn't set, so I wasn't doing right. I was kind of busted. Like, you can do that. You can, you know, like, oh, it's only cockroach. Can I kill them? No, you can't kill cockroach.
Oh, my God. Like, Jesus Christ.
So when I was making another movie, there's the boys have a fishing in the lake. I have to use either live fish or dead fish, one way or other.
Yeah.
You can do both. Because if you kill live fish, and then, you know, you have to pay penalty.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah. So when doing this using live fish,
yeah,
then once catch it, I switch to dead fish.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, you know, the actor can play with the fish as long as...
As long as he wants.
Want. So
that's wild.
It's wild. So my lesson is, you should always have enough money to hire Langra. Don't ask.
Don't do it yourself.
Guy. Yeah.
Did you know? Remember Candyman, that horror movie?
Uh huh.
Tony Todd. There's a part where he has to put bees in his mouth.
Oh.
And he in his contract it was written $1,000 a bee sting. Yeah, so I'm sure he made a pretty penny that day. $52,000, you know? Yeah, every beast thing that he would get paid $1,000.
That's smart.
It's a lot. But would you ever put bees in your mouth for money?
No.
Me neither. I wouldn't do that ever.
No.
I don't want to put even...
Because if you have an allergy, you could die, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that they hopefully planned ahead and made sure he wasn't allergic to the bees.
I mean, I got the bees stung, you know, a couple of times, but I don't know about it, but a friend of mine, he always carry some shots.
Yeah, you have the EpiPen in case, yeah. All right, a couple of animal facts that I remember. The animal in The Edge, the bear, Bart the Bear, was also the bear in The Great Outdoors. Remember The Great Outdoors?
Oh, is that the same bear?
Same bear. And he was in other movies, too. It wasn't just those two movies, but specifically, he was the bear that got his butt and head shot off in The Great Outdoors.
Oh.
And he was the bear that chased Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin and the guy from Lost. Yeah, isn't that crazy? See, he was a Hollywood bear.
Wow.
Another animal that starred in multiple things that a lot of people may or may not know... A dog called Mushroom, who starred in Gremlins and Pumpkinhead.
Oh.
Remember the dog from Gremlins?
Yeah.
Barney, his name was?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
a
great animal performance, right? Great looking dog. What other animals were, I'm sure there's other animals who starred in multiple things. Wasn't there that dog who was in, was like a little poodle? It was in Batman Returns. And and I think like a Pee Wee Herman movie and maybe another movie. It was in a bunch of movies. Yeah. Oh, no, The Burbs.
Oh, Burbs.
It was the little dog in The Burbs and a little dog in Batman Returns. I forgot the name of that dog.
And then do you remember that the Chihuahua dog in Legally Blonde?
Yes.
Then the dog did the commercial too, right?
Was that the Taco Bell dog?
Taco Bell dog, yeah.
Yo Quiero Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Was the dog from...
The Legally Blonde.
Oh, my God. I love Legally Blonde. I love that movie, and I can't believe that dog was Yo Quiero Taco Bell. Yeah, they had a lot of crazy dog advertisements. Remember Spuds McKenzie?
Oh, yes.
What was that all about? They should bring back Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah.
Well, any final thoughts on animals, Yuki? Animals, I mean, this kind of morphed into animals on movie sets, not just animals in general, but...
Right.
Do you like working with Ernie, the lizard on The Last Drive-In?
I mean, you don't have to do anything. You just throw in the
You don't throw it. Don't say we throw it.
Okay.
We beautifully, gently place the lizard in the...
Because, you know, the Ernie is just doing his thing, you know.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not... But if it's the Last Drive-In isn't really a movie, so... But when you work with the animal in the movie, that's a hassle.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Last Drive-In, like a talk show.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the movie.
The lizard is very docile. It hangs out. It likes being around people.
Right.
Liz Shack, in fact, is a great lizard wrangler. She loves to... What do you do with the lizard when you... When you use the lizard backstage, you like to massage it and...
I bathe it sometimes. I feed it sometimes. It plays with Yuki sometimes.
What is it like to eat?
Berries, lettuce, and cockroaches.
Berries, lettuce, and cockroaches. That's the cornerstone of any good diet, Yugi. Which I think is what we're going to eat for lunch right about now. Berries. So, but wait. So cockroaches. So you could have... I wonder if you could have, we could have a crossover with that movie that you did, the cockroach crossover with Ernie.
Ah, but Ernie could eat the cockroach then.
Yeah, so would he get in trouble, but the PETA people, if he ate the cockroach?
Right, because you're eating live cockroach, and then the cockroach isn't food.
Wow.
It's props, live props, so you can't
live
kill
props.
That.
Amazing.
Because it's offset, if Ernie is eating food cockroaches, they don't mind.
Okay.
But in front of the camera,
if
live cockroach,
eating,
no, you can't do that. No.
Whoa.
You can even paint.
Right, you can't alter them or whatever.
Right, because you know, I know that the monitor guy is there, but how do I know? I'm not the everyday wrangler. So I was painting a cockroach in white. He stopped me, like, you're not supposed to do that. You're abusing the cockroach, but it's a cockroach, but it's a living thing, so you're not supposed to do that.
Well, God bless all living things, and God bless Yuki Nakamura.
Thank you.
And his
monkey
money.
Well, that's why end of the movie,
yeah,
they said there's no animal killed in there.
Right.
So they're really serious about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this was another animalistic episode of Yuki and John's Podcast Buffet. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Check us out on the Patreon Buffet, where we do 8,
yes,
9, 10, 20 shows. I know we're so many shows now.
Yeah.
Do you even remember how many
shows?
No,
I don't know.
You don't even know what we're doing right now.
No.
What about the $28,000 tier? You want people to cancel us, right?
If I get the $28,000, that would be good.
Yeah.
Then we can go to Central Park and then...
Oh, yeah, yeah. If we reach a certain amount of patrons on the Patreon Buffet, Yuki and I promise to have a Central Park luau where we have Hawaiian skirts and ukulele music.
Hula dance,
Yeah, yeah. We'll have the hula dancers and some Hawaiian barbecue.
Yeah, luau, rokomoko.
Yeah, oh, I love that. So, let's get that together.
Yeah.
We have the $28,000 tier. You could get the clip that will cancel us permanently. So if you really want to blackmail us or something, go ahead and drop the $28,000. We don't mind.
Yeah.
But other than that, I hope you all are doing great. Join us on The Last Drive-In. It's probably playing right now. We pre-record these, but who cares?
Wait a minute, Noah. That's starting April 24th.
Well, right now, but we're time traveling with these episodes. So when this comes out, it'll probably be next year or something. All right, thank
you all. Thank you.
At the buffet.
Yuki. John.
Yuki and John, Patreon Buffet.